Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello.
Hello, this is Betty.
The show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Standing By.
Did you know that I'm standing by?
Are you standing by? Who knows? Who's standing by anymore? Is anyone standing by anymore? Stand by me. Stand by somebody. Hey, everyone.
Stand by.
There you go. This is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe. Also live and in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here. I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 2815 of the Joe and Anthony Show from July 17th, 2023. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and Chiampa Radio. Visit www.chiampa.org.
Oh no!
chiampa.org. When you're there, click the menu. Click program.
Stop the alert. I found a lighter. We're all good.
Thanks. Thank you so much, Betty.
Yeah,
you got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
Yeah, that's how it goes around here, folks.
Is that how it goes around here?
Yep. It's kind of funny. Anthony is like in deep color scheme rotations. And finally today, I'm able to report that I'm in green zone. Green zone.
Yeah, I can't seem to find... Unfortunately, I can't seem to find these lights anywhere anymore.
Really?
So, yeah, they used to, used to carry them at Lowe's. They're not at Lowe's anymore. Can't get them on Amazon. I'm like, damn it, really?
Really? Are they old technology lights?
No, they're fairly new.
Huh. That's the thing with all of these home automation gadgets.
They may not survive.
Right. You know, an LED or an incandescent will survive.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Well, until it dies.
Right. Although I'm increasingly shocked with the LEDs because they have circuit boards that shit like remains viable, because I feel those things, they get like super hot.
They do get hot.
Like incredibly hot.
They get ridiculously incredibly hot.
And, you know, it's just funny that there's microchips now controlling just a light output.
Really, all it is a rectifier. It's nothing too special. It just has to convert the AC to DC.
So it can't be hacked into, or...
I mean, unless it's a smart light bulb, no.
A smart light bulb could be.
Yes, that is a means of communication.
Yes.
A standard LED light bulb just has a bridge rectifier and at most, if it's fancy, a voltage regulator. Those are the ones that will last a long time. Other than that,
Speaking of hot, how's it been over there in Florida?
It's been disgustingly hot and humid. How's that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just one of those situations where, you know, the ground temperature doesn't peak 100, But, you know, it is absolutely disgusting in the morning. It is literally like walking out into a swimming pool. And then when the sun comes out in the afternoon or even in the mornings, it is incredibly intense. It bakes you. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. It's a lot. And the heat index we've been seeing has been close to like 100, between 105 and 110 for a while.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's exhausting. It's really exhausting at some points. It's just like, ugh. You know. So, yeah. It's been a bit hot.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
But I did get some relief from the heat with the Chicago trip. That was great.
Yes. And I got to join you for a portion of that.
Yeah,
Chicago
you were able
trip,
to join me for some of that. And we, you know, did some sightseeing and food eating, and I still didn't get to eat everything I wanted to, but it's clearly there's so much that it cannot all be shoved into one trip, clearly.
No,
because if I tried to, I would make myself sick, and that's not the goal, you know. The goal is to enjoy, so it's like, well, the other things will have to happen on the next trip. So
if you had like, you know, a month long vacation, you might be able to get maybe a quarter to a half of your eating.
A month long? I could do it. If I had a month long, I could easily do it in a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a lot. I could probably do it in probably 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
The thing, yeah, because really at the end of the day, it's like you have to think of, you know, you're going to probably... You know, let's say 3 weeks. Let's say 3 weeks is, what, 7, 14, 21 days. So, you know, that's 21 restaurants for dinner and 21 restaurants for either breakfast or brunch. You can't do breakfast, lunch, and dinner that way. It is too much, I've learned. You either have to breakfast and lunch, and then you have to, like, do a brunch thing, and then you do dinner. So, because if you try to do breakfast, lunch, and dinner in that city, it will kill you. It will make you blow up.
I mean, unless you are up so early in the morning, you know, and you open.
That's
and you
true.
Open the place,
that's
basically.
True. Yeah. I mean, if it was like a 5 o'clock breakfast, then I could do. But it would still have to be like a lighter lunch because dinners can often be heavy, deliciously heavy, but they
true.
Can be. So
true.
It's about pacing, and I've done that, and it's fine, and it's okay because a lot of the ones that I put into the back are things that not aren't necessarily the healthiest for me anyway. So, you know, we just kind of...
Really?
Yeah, I know. We'll just kind of go with it, you know? So, but it was an enjoyable... It was a very enjoyable trip. The weather was phenomenal.
Yes.
I think it only rained for, like, 2 days. The last 2 days we were there. And the last day, of course, being in the airport and the rain and the lightning. And although... I do like Midway, and I do give Southwest some credit with this one because they were very communicative on what was going on. We knew what was happening. And at the end of the day, I think we were only, I don't know, an hour and 20 minutes delayed. It was really just because we couldn't get on the aircraft during lightning strike events. So it was kind of a... It was kind of a round robin. You get shit on the aircraft when you can, and then some lightning strike happens, and then everyone stops working around the aircraft, and then it's safe, and then lightning strike, and kind of rinse and repeat. So we had to go through a few cycles of that to get the plane fully loaded. But it we made it, and we were only an hour and I'd say an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes. I wouldn't even say an hour and a half, but like an hour and 15, 20 minutes. And I think most of that was because...
Okay.
It just took so long to get the plane loaded. We did sit on the tarmac for a while, though.
Ooh, yeah.
However, we were able... I guess we got routed on a shorter route. So we were actually able to shave almost 30 minutes off of our flight.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, I think we spent like a good half hour sitting at the tarmac, just getting away from the gate, waiting to get a slot to get out of the airport, because, of course, everyone was delayed during the lightning strikes. So we had to wait. Everyone had to, you know, there's like God knows how many gates at Midway, all these planes trying to depart. So you got to wait for everyone to get in the slot and get out and blah, blah, blah. So it took a while, but it wasn't bad. And as I said, we got home maybe about an hour and some change late, and it was not an unenjoyable thing at all. So it was great. And I am smoking Lady Madonna, and I will shut up because I've been rambling on way too long.
Well, As you all had just heard from Anthony, it was wet for a couple of days, and then it got wet again.
Yeah, we drove through some standing water on a viaduct.
And it got really, like, it got nice and, yes, and it got nice and humid. Mm. And you know it's humid when the cooler doors get all foggy mm-hmm. in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. We do sometimes have the windows open. And or if the windows are closed, then at least the front entrance open because we have to run food out to the patio. But when it's humid, and even though the air conditioning system is like that thing is like sometimes constantly on, I swear it's like
I don't think mine is shut off since like June. Seriously, like no, on the weekends yeah. during the day on the weekends, once that thing kicks on at like 9, I mean it runs throughout the night.
Yeah, but yeah.
At 9 o'clock in the morning, once the sun starts hitting the house just right, it kicks on, and it does not turn off. It does not turn off until probably well after we go to bed.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And the kitchen? Forget about it. The yeah. kitchen is like... it. Now, that air conditioner also stays on. It can bring it down to 70 by like 9 p.m. So anyways... yay for the mini vacation. I also had a chance, folks, to tag along with Anthony. We went to the Bristol Renaissance Fair, which it was an experience. It was an experience to enjoy. I shopped a lot. I ate
lovely candles out of it.
And I got two lovely candles out of it. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I have one of them right here, which it's in awkward colors because my lighting system is just not translating on the... ooh.
Well, that's yeah, okay. I mean, I know what yellow. It looks like. I saw it in person.
Yeah.
So I'm familiar with the color scheme.
Anyways, tonight I am drinking something called Falso Amaro, or Amaro Falso. It's a non-alcoholic Amaro soda beverage. I see. It's really bitter if you're familiar, folks, with an Amaro, and Amaros are bitter. It's also a digestive, so it's good to have after dinner. And this is doing the trick. And tonight's cannabis, I am smoking Mac 1. Hey, Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
It does not look like it. No. No voicemail.
Well, guess what, folks? Our chat room...
Uh-oh.
Room is open. You can go to .org, correct? Yes. And choose a username. Just scroll down, choose a username, and you know, get the chat. Greetings. Oh, look, Skipper said greetings 3 days ago. That's nice. where am I? I lost myself. Okay. What you got for us in the weed corner, Anthony?
All right, well, first I got to stop coughing my head off.
Oh, and I forgot. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 on your cellular mobile phone or slim single line with last number redial. It's true.
It is true. My thingy doesn't work anymore. I'm so upset with my stream.
I hate when my thingy doesn't work.
Right? I don't even know how well it's going to work with much of anything else. All right. So anyway, our first weed corner story of the night comes from Marijuana Moment. Oh, now it opened. All right. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Stream Deck. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a 2024 presidential candidate who is having some funding problems, said he would not federally decriminalize marijuana if elected to the White House, arguing that cannabis use hurts the workforce, inhibits productivity, and could even lead to death if contaminated. At a campaign event in South Carolina last Thursday, actually a couple Thursdays ago, you went all flashy on me. A person who represented wounded veterans asked DeSantis if he would please decriminalize cannabis as president. The governor responded directly, "I don't think we would do that." DeSantis then talked about federal's medical marijuana program that was enacted by the voters, saying that veterans are actually allowed access to cannabis under the model. However, the issue is controversial because obviously there's some people that abuse it and are using it recreationally. Yes, the voters.
Vote. Chose something.
Voters. DeSantis rattled off a number of illegitimate concerns he had about cannabis use, stating with the potency of marijuana that they're putting on the street, and his understanding that illicit products are being laced with other drugs, such as fentanyl. Experts and advocates have questioned many law enforcement claims about the prevalence of fentanyl-laced cannabis in the illicit market and have often not been able to provide proof. DeSantis also didn't acknowledge that creating a regulatory regime where marijuana is subject to testing before consumers can buy it would mitigate instances of contamination. Wow, what a concept. And our next story comes from Channel 5 News. Coco, Oklahoma City, okay. A recent study by the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority said Oklahomians are growing 64 times more marijuana in the state than consumers need. The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics said that overproduction is mostly coming from illegal grows, but they aren't the only ones. Because of the overproduction for legal use, the only place black market marijuana can go is out of state, to California, to New York, to New Jersey. They're all saying that Oklahoma is the number one supplier of illegal weed. Legal grows have now struggled because of the difference in supply and demand as well. Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics said the study doesn't change what they are doing to stop illegal marijuana production, saying that they have shut down over 800 illegal grow farms in the past 2.5 years. And that's it. Back to you, Joe.
Well, thank you, Anthony.
You're welcome.
Are you
Joe.
Today's fun fact?
Sure, why not? Let's find out.
Hey, snack friends, did you know the name for the Pringles shape is a hyperbolic paraboloid? That's right. The saddle shape of a Pringles shape is known in math as a hyperbolic paraboloid.
I see.
Pringles were made this way because it allows the chips to be stacked easily and kept in place during packaging. Crinkle, crinkle, yum, yum, yum. Wow, that's fun. Wasn't that interesting? Yes.
That was exciting.
It was. Yes. Yes. And that was today's fun fact. Just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony Show.
Yay.
All right, Roger. Go ahead and take it away.
Woof, woof. Oh, hey, it's me, Roger, and I am your peachy premium all-purpose out-of-whack robot. Wowzers, this is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today, and today is July 17th, 2023, and oh boy, it's National Get Out of the Doghouse Days, National Lottery Day, National Tattoo Day, World Emoji Day, National Yellow Pig Day, National Peach Ice Cream Day, and what everyone wonders what the hell it means, it's National Wrong Way Corrigan Day.
Oh no!
Wow, let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that makes the bigger wheel spin, spin, spin. No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
All right. I don't know if this is going to work, but let's see what happens.
I can't stop twiddling.
That's okay. The button's not working.
Uh-oh.
All right, hold on, hold on.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Fuck you, Roger.
Invalid value for registry.
No, wait.
That's interesting. All right, hold on a moment, folks. Yes, keep it going, Joe. Keep it going. Let's see. Sound effects. Let's see. Partner downloads. SFX. Wheel unbalanced. Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
That's so we had some a wildfire smoke. Oh, there we go. Oh, shoot. Oh. Special one.
That was a special one, wasn't it? Let me see. I don't know if I can fluff a duck either. Wow. There's nothing. Nothing wants to frickin' work here. I am so upset.
And you know, it prompted me to update, and I decided against it.
I would recommend
just
that.
Just based on your experience.
I would absolutely recommend that. Okay, so hold on.
But it seems like you have specific hardware experience issues.
I don't know why it's being the bitch it is.
Wow.
But that's fine. We're going to do this. We're not going to do that. We're going to do this. I don't care. We're going to use the recommended settings. Winamp. Not fluffing the duck. What happened to the duck? Why is the duck not fluffing?
I wonder if...
There we go.
Yay!
I found the duck to fluff. All right. Where the hell... What were we doing? Oh, we were doing random news winners.
Yes.
All right, let me click on the thing. All right, good goodness, it's a short one. Yes. Tonight, our random story comes from Fox Channel 35 out of Orlando and tells us about a Florida woman with narcotics and something a little furry. Lindsay was pulled over in Clearwater on Saturday for riding her bicycle without lights on during night hours, according to the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. While she was speaking with deputies, she gave a verbal consent to be searched. That's when a broken glass pipe with crystal residue was found. We're playing it again. Repeat. Deputies said after a field test showed positive results for methamphetamine, Lizzie said she forgot it was there and told deputies she used meth a couple of days ago. Also in the 43-year-old woman's bag was a baby raccoon that the police department believes is about a week old. The critter was taken to the veterinary emergency group in Tampa to be checked out and will be cared for alongside other young raccoons before being released into the wild. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
I have a question mark look on my face.
Sure, what's up? What's up, Joe? We're going to try our best here.
A baby raccoon in the bag. Yes. Please explain.
Yes, a baby raccoon in the bag. It just happens.
Context? It just happens. Huh?
She had a backpack. With there was a baby raccoon in the backpack. They searched her and found a crack pipe with meth in it.
Wow.
And then the baby raccoon popped out of the backpack. You got it now? Do you think you get it?
Yeah, let's go ahead, Betty.
All right.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose and many other fine shows we carry on Shyampa Radio. Be sure to visit Shyampa.org, that's Shyampa.org, for our complete broadcast schedule, and much, 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 much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty. And before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, edited by the On Crack Chicago News team, led by Dick Wyatt. Yes, that's nice.
That button worked.
Led by Dick Wyatt. It's time for your Shyampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not partly cloudy at 75 degrees. The dew point is 60 degrees. Winds are howling out of the northwest at 9 miles per hour, gusting to null. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 64. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 75. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 78. Thursday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny otherwise with a high near 85. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 76. And this weekend looks mostly sunny with some chances of rain with highs ranging from the mid-70s to the mid-80s. And that's your Chicago weather forecast. Okay, Anthony, press the flashing any key now with even more fiber.
And now for the news.
The news. Oh, just in time for summer picnic season, because you know it is summer now. It's true.
It's very true that
by ABC 7 Chicago, Gurnee police said that they got a report of a possible bear sighting some Wednesday morning. Police posted on their Facebook page that they had received a call around 8:45 about a possible bear sighting near Hunt Club Road and Route 132.
Wow.
Officers were immediately dispatched to the area to confirm the spotting with donuts in hand.
But ooh, police said
the bear was nowhere to be found. Oh. Police are warning residents that if they do see a bear, they should not approach the animal and instead contact their dispatch center at 847-599-7000. Police will work with local wildlife authorities to respond to the area and confirm the bear sighting.
Ooh, that sounds
black
exciting.
Black bears were once common in Illinois, but were eliminated from the state in 1870. That's over 100 years ago. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources says that while there are currently no resident populations of black bears in Illinois, it is possible that individual bears from populations in Missouri and Wisconsin could meet up somewhere and have wild, passionate bear sex and travel in through Illinois. IDNR said in the past few years, there have been 5 bears confirmed in Illinois, most recently in 2020 in the northwest of Illinois. If you see a bear, just call IDNR, and you should not run or surprise the bear. Instead, make noises to ensure the bear is aware of your presence. IDNR said black bears are not likely to attack humans unless they feel trapped or provoked. You should also respect the bear's space and not approach it. For more information on black bears in Illinois and what to do if you see one, visit the IDNR's resource page. Well, you know, Anthony, I never played cops and robbers as a kid or wanted to be the sheriff of anything like that.
Really?
No, I never wanted to impersonate that kind of thing.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, it's just, I always wanted to be an astronaut and be an exploratory person. Maybe I wanted to be Captain Kirk.
Ooh.
Yes.
Captain Kirk.
Well, yes. Stephenson County, Illinois, WIFR. The Stephenson County Sheriff's Department is looking for a man it thinks is impersonating a police officer. The man reportedly stopped a woman for almost speeding near South Baileyville and East German Valley Roads in Silver Creek Township last month. The department posted the notice on their Facebook page, describing him as a 5'10 heavyset white man between 30 and 40 years old. He also has dark hair and a moustache.
A moustache? Not a moustache.
If this description sounds familiar to you, woohoo, contact the Stevenson County Sheriff's Office.
Do you have a moustache? A moustache. Yeah.
Moustache.
A moustache.
Let's move on. Woo! Peter is speaking.
Yes, Peter.
I thought I had heard it all. I tell you, Anthony.
No, you haven't heard it all. What have you heard?
No, I haven't. Well, this is from a weirdo website from Premier Daily. In the modern age, love and sexuality have moved on from the conventional ways of the past. Monogamy to some is considered an outdated foundation for a relationship. And polygamy has risen in popularity and acceptance.
Hallelujah.
Sexual identification has also taken a turn, and people can identify with just about anything with ample acceptance from their support system. One woman has identified as object sexual.
Oh my goodness.
And her chosen partner. Could you guess what her chosen partner is?
Ooh, this could be fun. Hold on. a vacuum cleaner.
Well, no, it is an object, but it is not the correct object.
Well, I figured it was.
Why don't you try again?
A Royal Doulton teacup with hand-painted periwinkles.
That would be such a fun sexual object, wouldn't it? No, time's up.
Okay.
Her chosen partner is an airplane that she called Dickie.
I see.
Yes, in Dortmund, Germany, lives a young woman named, and just for editor's note, we'll call her Betty. Betty is in her young 20s, and she has decided her sexual interests do not fall in with traditional means that most people tend to follow. She is identified as an object sexual, which means that she is sexually attracted to inanimate objects. This might seem quite different to some people, but to Betty, it makes the most sense.
Wow.
Wow is right, right?
Fuck, I mean, you,
that's,
Roger.
That's something. That's definitely something.
Yeah, she
for you
spoke
there.
About when she realized her sexual identity and how she only wanted to hold and caress an object and not other people. Huh. So it's basically like a toy airplane that she's attracted to. And honestly, cutting the story short, because our time is almost up, I did see something related to this in a Boston Legal episode.
Really?
Yes. Yes, a woman sued a company because they took away the utility box, and she had an attraction to the utility box.
Wow.
And that's it for your news source by the lovable Chip Skipper and his On Crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Oh, my goodness.
You're welcome.
I wish I had a witty dollar miscellaneous ad for this one, but I don't. Call us. Just call us. 813-327-8566. Or you can send us an email at playus@cheyenne.org. Just do it. This week on This Way Out, Slovenian activists temper big gains with backlash concerns. Iraq lawmakers ponder an official same-gender sex ban. A Czech marriage proposal passes its first reading. A Navajo initiative seeks recognition of all marriages. The U.S. Supreme Court adds pro and con to its LGBTQ rulings. Democrats fight Republican anti-queer laws in three U.S. states. And there's no love from a Florida mom for children's biography. Uh-oh, what happened? Where's my thing go? For children's biography of Billie Jean King. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show on Shyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We're going to entertain ourselves with this pen, a lighter, and Joel's ear hole. We'll return in about 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the main, the elbow pack, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Bust the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax.
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tuck. The Elka pudding just so
sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Eat a bowl, Almond Joy's got nuts. Eat a bowl, mounds don't. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
You are tuned into Cheyenne. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at
1-800-332-7856.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What, the job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
When your check engine light turns on, that means the world is flat. Another wisdom provided to you by Joe Wisdoms. Do you like these wisdoms? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 and give us your wisdoms. We'll be happy to put them on the air if you like. Just let us know in the voicemail. Thank you.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Why don't you go ahead and cue one of those robots on a runaway
Welcome
Uber
back.
Drive.
Thank God it's today. Yay. Up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow biatches.
I'm doing that right
so
now.
So we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
You got it, Anthony.
Ah, thank you, Betty. All right, let's take a look here at what's going on. Where's my button? There we go. Before we continue, it's time for your Sciampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you are listening live, it is not currently 83 degrees and mostly cloudy. The humidity is currently 72%. The dew point is currently 73 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, 60% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a low around 81. On Tuesday, will be a 60% chance of showers and storms. Mostly sunny with a high near 92. On Tuesday night, 60% chance of showers and storms. Partly cloudy with a low around 79. The tiny type is so tiny. I have to talk really high when I read the tiny type. On Wednesday, we have a 70% chance of scattered showers and storms, mostly sunny and hot, with a high near 95. And then Wednesday night, we have a 60% chance of showers and storms, partly cloudy, with a low around 80 degrees. And that's it for your Sciampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news. Let me find some crazy Florida news. Where's my linky link? Ah, yes. I'm so glad I get to do this all over again. I'm actually more in the mood to do this these stories tonight than I was the last time we didn't broadcast
them. Yay!
All right. So let's start with our first Florida story of the night, which comes from Click Orlando. Tells us about some good old sexy shoplifting. Deputies responded to reports about a Target theft along Moody Boulevard on Monday afternoon. Upon arrival, deputies found 46-year-old David trying to back out of a parking spot outside of Target. Deputies tried to take David into custody on an arrest warrant out of Putnam County, but as they tried to place him in the patrol car, a pink vibrator fell out of his pants.
Wow.
Wow, a pink vibrator right out of his, just right out of the pants. Investigators later learned that David had stolen the vibrator from Target. I didn't even know Target had pink vibrators. Along with condoms, personal lubricant, and several sexual enhancement products, and a t-shirt, according to the sheriff's office. David had been caught on surveillance footage stuffing the items inside of a tan shapewear he found in the store. Then he picked up a few groceries and paid for the food before leaving the store, still holding on to the stolen goods. David faces one count of petty theft, four counts of larceny, and a charge of grand theft in connection to the Putnam County arrest warrant. He is held on a bond of $3,000.
Wow.
And hiding a pink vibrator in your pants in public. I'm sure DeSantis has got a problem with that one. Our second story of the night comes from LeesburgNews.com and asks us, are those Slim Jims in your pocket, or are you just happy to meet me? To see me. Police observed 38-year-old James riding a bike without a rear red light along Dixie Avenue at around 10:20 p.m. on Monday, according to the Fruitland Police Department. The officer conducted a traffic... Yeah, Fruitland. Fruitland Park. The officer conducted a traffic stop and explained the reason for the stop to James. When asked for identification, James gave him a birthday and social security number that will later be proved to be false. He also said his name is Brandon. As the officer attempted to identify James, another officer arrived on the scene to assist. He asked James if he had anything illegal on him, which James said he did not and gave permission to check. During this, the officer located a large abnormal bulge within James' groin area that was not attached to his body. It was not a pink vibrator either. This actually turned out to be extra large, unopened Slim Jim beef jerky sticks that extended from his waistband down his pant leg. A green 305 cigarette container was found within his pocket, with a clear plastic baggie contained crystallized rock and later tested positive for methamphetamine. He was detained at the time. Further search of Jane's person revealed a wallet containing a Sumter County Correctional Identification Card bearing his real name and date of birth. He then told officers that it was his real identity, which confirmed through a photo ID. Additionally, a sunglass holder containing a clear glass pipe with a circular bubble and a white powder residue was located in his backpack, which also later tested for methamphetamine. The report noted the backpack contained over 20 pocket knives, collectible coins, an airsoft gun, a large wooden box. We're not done yet. Go away, sexy news. baseball cards and other miscellaneous items. James advised that those were family heirlooms and had been found on his person wherever he has been arrested previously, which apparently has been a lot. It was also discovered that he had several active warrants from multiple jurisdictions. James was subsequently arrested and charged with providing false name to law enforcement, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia. He was transported to the Lake County Jail with a bond set at $5,000. And that's it. For your crack pipe hillbilly up in, Slim Jims. Leesburg Slim Jims.
Meth, man, it just makes you do crazy things.
Oh, meth does make super fucking crazy shit. Absolutely. That meth has decimated many communities in so many ways. And, yeah, people do crazy shit on meth. It's kind of scary, actually. It's really sad. But, you know, it's one of those things. But we're going to go on to a sexy news. There we go. Let's lighten the load
sexy.
A little bit.
All right. Sexy.
Oh, yes, I remember this one. Our final and sexy Florida story of the night comes from 96K Rock out of Bonita Springs, K-Rock! And tells us about an unusual but vaguely familiar story of a naked Florida man. It started all on June 21st in Flagler Beach when Florida man and his accomplice drove their SUV through the intersection of State Road 100 and Old King Roads in Bonita Springs, striking multiple vehicles. The SUV then continued south at a high rate of speed. The incident was spotted by a Florida Fish and Wildlife officer who attempted to stop the vehicle, but really nobody wanted to stop because...
Deputy Fishman
does not usually get people to stop for the traffic. According to the Flagler County Sheriff, the vehicle entered the property of Old Kings Elementary School and drove around the running track before exiting the school and continuing to flee down Old Kings Road. The vehicle then entered the Flagler County landfill and into a wooded area between the landfill and I-95. The Flagler County Fire Rescue Fire Helicopter monitored the vehicle's location and directed deputies to the vehicle's location. The vehicle ran into and became stuck on a concrete barrier in the road. When they found the suspect, he was naked, except for a small covering wrapped around his waist and socks. It is not known why he was not wearing more clothing.
Maybe he was at a cos party.
Yeah, exactly. He was maybe at a cos party. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to somebody. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you're tuned into, Shy Ampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for new content and people. Call Shy Ampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and Roger too. Why don't you be a part of our unique studio experience? You can chat during our live broadcast. Visit HIAMPA.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
I'm
eating Sour Patch Kids.
You're eating Sour Patch Kids.
Yes, they're quite delicious.
This time I didn't get anything but that cookie dough to make those cookies that I showed you.
Oh, I see.
And even then, I'm trying to be really good, even though after this broadcast, we will be eating a cookie.
I see, a cookie after the broadcast. Yeah. If I had all of my sound effects loaded, I would push them, but I do not.
Yeah, that's sad. I need to load up your sound effects.
I'm reloading them.
Okay. Oh, wow, they sound a little discombobulated. That's insanity.
It's something. But I gotta load more. But we're it seems to work now. I don't know if the update, something changed on the update, and I just had to recreate the buttons or what, but clearly. Yeah, right?
That's not good when an update messes with the configuration.
That's what happens,
of
though.
What you've got existing.
I know, but it happens but all too often.
But speaking of messing up things, you heard the actors are now also on strike, so it's a SAG-AFTRA something.
LMNOP.
Strike.
Yeah, I heard something about that. So what? Nobody's acting? Nobody's...
You can't act, and you can't be a part of any publicizing of any television events or shows. So, like, for instance, all of those cons, Comic-Cons and cons of any kind... the stars can't go and publicize an event. They can go as a person for, like, a personal appearance and sign autographs, but they can't talk about new shows or existing shows or publicize anything. So it's a lot of rules.
Can they go to Olive Garden?
Well, they can go to Olive Garden, but they can't talk about their show.
Wow.
That's sad. But not really, because they're... You know, one of the things that I had read, for instance, a studio or a production company could hire you for one day's worth of work. You could act. They could record it. Mm-hmm. And then apply that to artificial intelligence and use it. Mm-hmm. And you'll never be called back to that particular thing again. And that's, you know...
Right.
Depending on the kind of thing, it could be rather killing...
I mean, imagine if Betty and Roger did that. What if Betty and Roger already did do that? Maybe we're just a show of AI voices.
But wait.
I That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're playing dumb right now, so I don't know. Yeah. Well, but Betty, man, she's out everywhere. I've heard her voice. She moonlights in so many different
voice. She moonlights at my day job.
Systems. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She moonlights at the payroll company I utilize.
Yeah.
If I have and to... I try talking to her about it, but she just pretends like she doesn't hear me.
Yeah, Betty, she's a sneaky one.
Now, folks, I make fun and I say that, but that's the truth. When you one day say something and that damn thing responds back because it know it can and you won't be able to say, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Right? Yeah, so here we are, 2023, and, you know, when you were here, what did you think about anything technology-wise in terms of whether it be getting to places, technology within the city, trains, public transit?
I mean, I will say that the app for the trains and the buses and to pay for the trains and the buses is nice. That's very helpful. It seems to be pretty on time as well for the most part. The app tracker, I mean, the buses, anytime we were trying to catch a bus and, you know, we would kind of put the intersection in there or look for it, and it was pretty accurate to when it was showing up. So,
yeah.
I didn't really have any slowdowns or any problems on any of the trains, no breakdowns, nothing like that. That all moved smoothly. Your traffic signals are definitely not timed the same way ours are. Most importantly, your traffic sensors do not sense left-hand turns. They just give you an error for a few moments and that's it. You don't get any, it's just like you get three seconds, you get an error for 3 seconds, that's it.
Maybe it's state roads, you think, that are a little better?
Probably, because like Archer Avenue was like that. Every turn arrow on Archer Avenue, you got like 3 seconds. Huh. That was it. So
I never think about that. I'll have to notice that next time.
Well, you're usually not waiting for turn arrows.
No, but I am tending to look at the intersection lights when I'm waiting for a bus, for instance, because the 6-corner intersection here is insanity.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot. A lot.
They need to build a pedestrian bridge or a pedestrian tunnel.
Well, the nice thing, they extended
the Grand Avenue subway. There's a train station right there, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, the Grand Avenue subway, but they extended the train entrance to Grand Avenue.
Oh, good.
On the opposite side.
Okay.
Now, I think just for design concerns, I don't think they can dig up because they would encroach into the restaurant space.
I'd just knock it down.
Because that would be awesome to have an entrance on my side just to be able to go down that entrance. I know, you know, folks, sometimes those little things sound weird, but the convenience of having that entryway or exitway right at a place where you don't have to cross the street or wait for a stop sign, because what happens is you're absorbing all of the traffic rhythm. That's what I got from what you had mentioned something about in your trip, just watching the rhythm of the city.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
But it can also be, in an unconscious way, very exhausting.
Well, it's not, I mean, traffic meaning cars, people, just everything in general. Just the rhythm of the city. Just how everything interacts with each other. But yeah, traffic definitely has a rhythm.
Yeah.
Not everywhere. It's kind of like a mashup here of many, many different rhythms at the same time.
How about the rhythm of the loincloth?
Sure, why not? We can go with rhythm of the loincloth. Sounds like a good old Gloria Estefan song. Yes. The rhythm of the loincloth will get you. Rhythm of the Loincloth. Yep, make it so.
Make it so. The Make It So edition.
Captain Douchebag says, make it so.
Ooh, there's Star Trek to be had tonight on the Heroes Channel, if you're interested in that kind of thing.
I probably will. I got to shower at some point, because I do have to go to work tomorrow. And I can't go to work smelling like weed, piss, and cigarettes. That never really works out well for the day job.
Spin the wheel! The
sad part is the cigarettes and piss isn't mine. But anyway, you know, it's a cheap rent. Cheap rent does that. It's expensive rent here in Florida now. You know.
We saw some nice buildings for studio purposes, didn't we?
Yes. Now we just need to find a nice check. And here come the studio lights. The ugly lights. All right. And I think the studio has some crabs. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on a recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Well, Anthony, you need a Palmer Office Chair Company sanitation vacuum solution.
My goodness.
They do have a solution for your crabby issues that should make you a happy man again.
I see.
Anyway,
yeah,
we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 Eastern every morning, or weekday morning, and Traffic with Toppers, starting at 3:30 in the afternoon every weekday. Also, be sure to catch Headphone Meditations on Saturday nights, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, since you already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in Chiampa's Technique audio programming with extra added procedures that are perpetual? How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned in to Chiampa Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty dildonic smart speaker with automatic thrust that you're using in the laundry room. Or maybe it's your titanium-plated Bluetooth-enabled commode with bidet and last podcast recall based on butthole situations. Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience. Right?
I listened to that so much today.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Anyway. So yeah, so it was a fun trip. It was enjoyable. And the fun show. The show was fun as well. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think I have to readjust the dehumidifier. It's getting a little dry in here, I think.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, my throat's been a little scratchy the past day or two.
Too dry?
Well, we run the dehumidifier all the time. Yeah, we're trying to remove humidity, but...
When you went on vacation, what did you set the humidifier and AC system at?
Humidifier, I think I had set to 50, and the AC was set to 83 or 84.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But it needed still further dehumidification when you came back.
There was still a little stale, but it was warm, and, you know, when Florida houses get warm, they smell stale.
Interesting.
That's what they do. It's a lot of humidity here. There's mold everywhere. Don't look for it. It will find you. right? But it's good to get away from. It'd be very nice to get away from.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Well, it's okay. Not looking forward to winter, though.
Florida should be a land of peace.
It's a land of crazy.
And open hospitality to all.
Yep, instead it's something else. But thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. Check out our blog at chiampa.org. If you're interested in recasting this, give us an email at playus@chiampa.org. Remember, folks, sticking things down your pants is not always the answer. Have a good week, a good night, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a T for twaddle.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a
Wow.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech. by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.